Hello everyone, I am Manoj Sathe and today we are going to learn another important chapter in the functional administration, that is chapter number 18, that is pest control and sanitation. So in pest control and sanitation, the important factor is hygiene. So what is hygiene? Hygiene is a state of conditions or practices conducive to maintaining and promoting health and preventing diseases through a high degree of cleanliness. So you can say hygiene is a related term to cleanliness. So harmful effects of contamination and infection can adversely affect the health of people, can destroy property, and also can pollute the environment. So again, you can say this pest control is an important secondary aspect of functional administrative department. Hence, the administration must take all the necessary steps to ensure that the people, property, and the environment are protected from such adverse influences. So it is therefore necessary for the administration to have knowledge of pest control and sanitation measures. So what is sanitation? So sanitation is the process of creating conditions which promote hygiene and health of people by sterilization and other measures. Sanitation aims at preventing the adverse effects of contamination caused by accumulation of dirt, mud, rotten substances at areas such as drainage, canteen kitchen sink, septic tank, soap pit, etc. So sanitation is the hygienic means of promoting health through preservation of human contact with the hazards of waste, as well as the treatment and proper disposal of sewage or wastewater. So pest control and sanitization is a very important aspect of functional administration, but unfortunately in India, many organizations are not taking enough measures for these type of issues. In Western countries like Europe and USA, the legal norms are very, very strict regarding sanitation and pest control. But in India, maybe the lack of awareness, smaller companies, they follow unethical practice. They don't keep that much budgets for the pest control and sanitation activity, and they provide a substantial hygiene condition at the work. So in long term, who are that not benefiting the organization? So for the any benefit of the organization, they should have proper practices for the pest control and sanitation. So what are the hazards for this? Hazards can be either physical, microbiological, biological, or chemical agents of the disease. So waste that can cause health problem includes human and animal, then solid waste, then domestic wastewater, then industrial waste and agriculture waste. So there are different type of waste. So these type of waste, if they have not treated without any further action, any further procedure, they can harm the nature as well as they can harm the surroundings, the health of the working staff also, and the surrounded citizens also. So hygienic means prevention of hazards can be by using engineering solutions such as sanitary sewers, sewage treatment, surface runoff management, and solid waste management. So these are certain measures or engineering solutions available in the market. So these are the sanitary sewers, sewage treatment, surface runoff management, solid waste management, etc. Another this sanitary measures, which includes excreta management, then simple technologies, for example pit latrines, dry toilets, urine diverting, dry toilets, septic tanks, etc. Then personal hygiene practices, for example hand washing with soap, behavior change, etc. So in the organization, a lot of things can add to the organization culture. So it has the outside hygiene also and the inside personal hygiene also. So for personal inside hygiene, there should be proper system, soaps, etc. has to be kept in the washrooms. There should be separate washrooms for the ladies staff as well as for the gents staff. So these type of things you should emphasize on the work on the premises so that up to optimum level of hygiene practices can be enforced. Then sanitation covers. So self collection, storage, treatment and disposable reuse, recycling of human excreta. Then management, reuse, recycling of solid waste, trash or rubbish. Drainage and disposal, reuse, recycling of household wastewater. Then drainage of storm water. So these are type of some sanitation procedures you have to follow on the in the plant in the organization. Then treatment and disposable, reuse, recycling of the sewage effluents, collection and management of industrial waste products, and management of hazardous waste including hospital waste and chemical, radioactive and other dangerous substances. So they have in foreign countries they are very severe punishment for the disposal of the radioactive or any chemical has not found as per their environmental norms. There should be severe punishment, that company can be closed down. So in India, because of the different malpractices, some unethical companies, they don't take that much care of their chemical waste. So it should be stopped. It is not good for the organization point of view, for their staff point of view, and as a whole for the country point of view also. Then coming to the another part, sanitation part, we have seen how important is the sanitation. Then comes the pest control. So pests like mosquito, termite, rats create a challenge to public health because of their destructive actions and infestations. So it is not only important, you must be thinking that pest control is only important where the business is related to the food product. No, pest control, it should be used in all the premises where people are involved, because mosquitoes, termite, rats can be everywhere. They not only damage the property or the stock of items, but also affect the human life by causing contagious diseases such as malaria, dengue, and recently, earlier old days, some rat spread disease also was there in the practice. So that is why for to spread any disease, they are the main body which spreads the disease. That is why we should keep regulated the pest control and we should do it timely. Then pest control is the process. So what is this all about, the process of pest control? So pest control is the process of performing control over a group of various destructive and infesting insects and creatures, thereby reducing and eliminating the problems and losses through carefully selected treatment. So with this pest control process, we can control the damage may happen with the increased number of mosquitoes, rats in the premises. That doesn't guarantee that once you've done the pest control that tomorrow there will be zero possibility of rat or mosquito. No, but the chances of damage will be lot of decrease. There should be minimum damage can happen if you do pest control regularly. Then what are the natural pest control methods? So natural pest control methods are employed to effectively reduce or eliminate infestation without harming humans, crops or other organisms. So that is why it's called as natural. They are not harmful. They don't use harsh chemicals in the pest controlling methods. So this method often utilizes other organisms such as plants or insects to control pests in an agriculture environment. So that is why it is used the word natural. They don't use chemical substances in regulating the pest. The main benefit of natural pest control methods is that it does not harm the environment. So that is why it is named as natural. But again, this type of method is not suitable for all the cases. Sometimes we have to go look for the other methods of pest control also. So other method of pest control is the chemical pest control. So what are the chemical pest control methods? Chemical pest control methods have been used in an agricultural setting and within the household for a very long time. It has been used, we can say, last 50 years India is using the chemical pest control methods. So this often employs harsh pesticides that instantly eliminate pest upon application. So the effect is very much fast, but they can damage the environment also. So that is why when to go for natural, when to go for chemical pest control, it depends scenario to scenario, company to company. So these can either be applied systematically, that is targeting where plants are commonly ingested by the pest, or to the entire crops as in the case of aerial spraying. So you can use this for aerial spraying also, where you can use for the whole of the crops or whole of the materials where the pest is a common problem. We can use this chemical pest control methods. While this is effective on large crops and within the household, chemical pesticides have harmful and residual effects on both human and animals living within the area. That is why most of the cases when these type of chemical pest control is done, they always ask to vacate that premises. And the person who is doing the pest control also, they wear a special mask. There can be a chances of suffocation, burning of the eyes, rashes, etc. after immediate pest control. So that is why you have to take certain precautions within next 12 hours after this chemical pest control has been done. This type of method has certain type of advantages also when you compare natural pest control methods. So what are the advantages of chemical pest control? They are: chemical pesticides are less expensive and readily available compared to its more natural counterparts. They are also very easy to use. So it is easy to use. Apart from that, chemical pesticides deliver results instantly right after application. This is a very important point. You get a fast result. Whereas natural pesticides or natural pest control methods, you have to wait it. The natural methods are not readily available. So all these are the advantages for chemical pest control methods. So some more advantages, which includes: sometimes the instantaneous result is what a lot of homeowners needs. So sometimes there was a great need of fast result. So there is no other option. Then you have to go only for chemical pest control. So it is really a delicate balance between what is needed now versus long-term effects. So if you don't want any long-term effects and you have time and other things are suitable to you, then you have choice. You can go for the natural pest control. But there is no solution. Anyhow, you want to get rid of the problem, then there is no alternative other than the chemical pest control. Chemical control pest control type is the most suitable in type of this type of instant results. So now coming to the disadvantages of chemical pest control methods. So one of the downsides of the chemical pest control method that should be taken into consideration is that they also harm the beneficial organism that help your crops grow and eliminate the pest. So this is the negative side of chemical pest control. Plus, they can also harm the environment as they release harmful toxins to the surroundings. So environmental pollution they are adding by doing the chemical pest control. Apart from that, human exposure to these pesticides can be very harmful. That's why I told that after undergoing for chemical pest control, some staff or people may feel like vomiting sensation or rash or eyes burning effect and all that. So it is harmful. So exposure should not be direct. So that is why when they are applying, they should use proper mask, hand gloves, etc. So they are even more detrimental to the health of the children and other people, as they have weaker immune system. So if there is more number of children or older people in that premises, then definitely a big no for the chemical pest control, because it is more harmful, because their immune system already is weaker. So they will not handle that type of, their immune system will not handle that type of pressure from the chemical pesticides they are getting. So various pest control and sanitation treatments. So these are the various pest control methods are available in the market. So first column we can see the type of treatment. First is the pest control, then second, what type of insect and creatures they affect. The normal pest control, we can get rid of cockroaches, ants, silver fish, bed bugs, etc. Then ingredients and method. Ready to use liquid formulation to be used against flying and clawing insects by means of pump or spray gun. So this is the common method used for first type of pest control. Then second one is termite control. So termite is a white ant, small white ant, which generates from the ground. So it is harmful to civil structures, buildings, godowns and wooden partitions. Mainly they damage the wooden structures. So what is the treatment, how the treatment of this type looks like? So pre-constructions as well as post-construction spray for injection treatment. Here you have to, they use the injection treatment in the affected area. And the next one is the rodent control. Rat, mice and all these type of versions, or the types of rats problem, we can handle with rodent control effects or rodent control pest control type. What is the procedure of rodent control? A Roban medicine is mixed with food and to be offered to the rodent by placing in the runway or trapping through a glue trap. So here certain medicine mix has to be offered to the rodent so that within immediate effect, within 12 hours or 24 hours, they will be died. So this is how the rodent control is being managed. Then microgel. So what type of insect it covers? Microgel treatment. Small and big cockroaches. So in this case, a dot of the gel is pasted in the area which attracts the cockroaches. They smell, eat and then die. So here the modus operandi is that the pesticide person or the pest control person, they just apply a dot in the corners. The dot is nothing but the micro gel, and how it affects the cockroaches, they come, they smell, they eat, and after consuming they die within 24 hours. Then thermal fogging. Thermal fogging is used for mosquitoes. Dense smoke from the vapors of the antitoxic chemicals is projected from the fog generator. This type of treatment, you must have seen the staff of the municipality, the local municipality department, they occasionally go around the streets with this type of thermal fogging for the mosquito treatment. Then fungation. So disinfecting the stored grain, insects, worms, rats in the godowns, mills and warehouses. So how it works? By projecting the fumes of certain chemicals in the form of dense fog capable of penetrating into the most inaccessible places. So in this way, if you want to treat it, the inaccessible places where earlier methods you cannot use, you can go for this type of treatment. So this is all about the pest control methods. Although this is not an important function of functional administration department, like itinerary management or like PR or license. But altogether, without the pest control and sanitation, the functional administration department cannot function. So that is why this is topic is included in the functional administration department. Thank you.